Right. It's vacation time. It's time for another Dr. Fire podcast. So, Dr. Fargan, since we'll be reviewing Game of Thrones Season 7, Episode 4, it was called The Spoils of War. The title of the episode refers to the Tyrell gold and other resources in possession of the Lannisters after taking Highgarden. It first aired on August 6, 2017. It's from the HBO fantasy television series Game of Thrones. So, let me go into this one in King's Landing. Cersei assures Tycho that the Crown's debts to the Iron Bank will be fully repaid. They discuss the possibility of a new loan that would enable Qyburn to engage the mercenary Golden Company of Essos at Winterfell. Littlefinger gives Bran the Valyrian steel dagger that it was used in an attempt on Bran's life. Littlefinger tries to get Bran to tell him of his experiences after fleeing Winterfell and is disconcerted when Bran repeats to him Littlefinger's earlier remark to Varys that chaos is a ladder. Mira visits Bran to say farewell as she wants to be with her family when the White Walkers attack. Bran is indifferent to her departure and dismayed. Mira remarks figuratively that Bran died in the Three-Eyed Raven's cave. Arya arrives at Winterfell and evades the guards to visit Ned's tomb in the crypts, where Sansa finds her. Sansa takes Arya to see Bran in Godswood. Arya is taken aback to know that Bran knows of her kill list, and Bran gives her the Valyrian steel dagger. Podrick reassures Brienne that she has fulfilled her oath to Catelyn. Brienne insists that she did almost nothing. Later, Brienne and Podrick spar, and Arya is asked to train with Brienne. They fight to a draw as Sansa and Littlefinger watch, amazed at Arya's fighting abilities. At Dragonstone, Jon shows Daenerys the vast dragonglass mine in which Children of the Force cave drawings depict the Children and the First Men fighting together against White Walkers. Seemingly convinced that Jon is telling the truth, Daenerys vows to fight for the North, but only if Jon bends the knee. Jon remains resistant. Tyrion and Varys report the Ferric victory at Castle Rock and the loss of Highgarden. Daenerys questions Tyrion's loyalties, considering striking King's Landing with her dragons. She asks Jon for advice. He notes that her followers believe she can change the world, but if she destroys the city, she'll just be another tyrant. Later, the Ironborn survivors return to Dragonstone. Jon confronts Theon, declaring that his role in saving Sansa from Ramsay is the only reason he will not kill him for betraying Robb. Theon reveals that he has come for Daenerys' help in rescuing Yara, but Jon and Davos inform him that Daenerys is gone. On the Rose Road, the bulk of the Lannister caravan approaches King's Landing after the Tyrell gold has been brought inside the city. Jaime gives Bronn a large satchel of gold, but Bronn still wants the castle he was promised. Riding Drogon, Daenerys leads a Dothraki attack that quickly overruns the caravan. Banning the gold where he drops it, Bronn wounds Drogon with Qyburn's scorpion weapon. Drogon destroys the scorpion, then lands. Tyrion watches the chaos with remorse from a safe distance as Daenerys dismounts to tend Drogon's wound. Tyrion is shocked to see that Jaime charged at her. Drogon breathes fire at Jaime, but Bronn tackles him off his horse and out of the flames path, and into the Blackwater Rush, where Jaime begins to sink under the weight of his own armor to end the episode. Great stuff. First battle between Daenerys and the Lannister forces. Really, really good stuff. Peace, peeps, have a good one. Podcast Sunday with myself, so why don't we do it on our producer. Peace, peeps, have a good one.